Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, August the 25th, 2013. We want to move now to the Quran. We want to continue to show that this knowledge and wisdom and overstanding is the same knowledge and wisdom and overstanding using the language of Islam, the language of Christianity, the same knowledge and wisdom and overstanding, African, Hebrew, Aramaic, the mother, father language of African Arabic. So we were in chapter 6 of the Quran, verse 84, and we were talking about Abraham, the father of the multitudes. Abram was exalted father. We are looking at these as attributes within ourselves. See, the sister and brother that has been made low and destroyed must now rise up degree by degree. That's in this verse here, 84 of the Quran. Must be raised up degree by degree and raised up into being exalted into the mind of the Most High, the Almighty Father, knowledge, and the Almighty Mother, wisdom. Then Abram was changed to Abraham or Abraham, which means father of the multitudes. When you look at yourself as mother and father of multitudes, you look at the babies and the children and the youth of the earth. You look in Syria. You look in Iran. You see, many prophecy type people talk about Russia and China, and how America will be fighting Russia and China. And some of them act all happy and glad. We are not happy. We are not glad. We understand the political reality. We understand that all warfare and bloodshed is orchestrated, created by the house of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's synagogue of Satan, using presidents and prime ministers. Britain, their parliament voted against participation in this escalation in Syria, but Cameron is the current prime minister, may do like Obama and go against their parliament, Congress, go against their people in government that are against it. See, we understand the political reality, but we have the spirit of father and mother for all the babies and all the children and all the youth. And we understand the purpose of the tithe. Research the word tithe in the African Hebrew language, Old Testament. Not just income, not just crops, but your wisdom. And wisdom, you can't have wisdom without knowledge to go into the wisdom to produce understanding. So wisdom and knowledge, use your wisdom and knowledge to promote life. Stop worshiping the death cult. Stop bowing to death and let us bow to life. The definition of Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh is existing. Continual life and existence. That's what we are to worship. The principles of Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh is existing, living, life, the universe ever expanding to ever creating, ever giving birth to life. So when we say Abraham, we say in ourselves, within ourselves, we are the father, and you can't have a father without a mother. So we are the father and mother of multitudes, and we cannot stand by We can't do like President Obama, give lip service to Dr. King and the March on Washington, and then go behind closed doors and plan death, hell, and destruction for the human family. No, we are the father and mother of multitudes. So, verse 84, and this was our argument which we gave, which we, Allah, Allah, the Almighty Father, Allah, Almighty Mother, Allah, we gave to Abraham against his people. We are using the argument of the Most High. We are using the argument of the universe, which is life. Look around you. Look at how even when you lay down concrete, life in vegetation begins to create cracks and fissures and caveats in the concrete, and you see life peeking its head through the concrete. And like I said, no such thing as inanimation. That concrete that looks dead, look at those pieces of rock and concrete and sediment in under a strong telescope and see neutrons, protons, electrons, atoms. See the molecular level of life all over this universe. So Abraham is telling his people, don't go after. Remember what we said. Read this chapter of the Quran, verse chapter 6 of the Quran, and how Abraham does not want to see the masses of the people continue to buy into the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the other gods, those beside Allah, those other Elohim, those demons that are called jinn in the Quran, in the Arabic language. Jinn having to do with wicked spirits that we would call demons manifested in the wicked ruling class and ruling families, all of them making up they who we raise beside Allah, and we suffer death, hell, and destruction. Reject the wicked demons. Reject the demonic Elohim. Stand with the righteous Elohim, the righteous spirit world that are yet with Allah, Allah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Amen, Amenet. And we together will make up the gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We will together make up Allah. We exalt in degrees whom we please. See, Muslims, you got to deal with this, sisters and brothers. You got to deal with the we. We is more than one, but the we act as one. The we is Allah, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of our mother, Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Allah, the Father, Allah, the Mother, the we here. We exalt. What does that word exalt mean? Let's look up the word exalt in the African Hebrew language, because we must rise up above this language of Secretary of State John Kerry, skull and bones. We must rise above the language and discourse of President Obama and Senator McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham, these who do the bidding of the death cult. The word exalt is to rise. Rise up, to be high, to be lofty, to be exalted. You see, the Most High is the Most High because the Most High is the greatest and is alone worthy of our worship and praise. And to the extent that we become exalted following the Most High and do the works of the Most High, then we can have some praise and some recognition. But we know that we could do nothing without the power of Yahweh, Yahuwah, life, the power of life, the energy of life, the power of existing, the power of the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, known as Yahweh, Yahuwah, Numbers chapter 11, the Lord, the L-O-R-D, all capitals, Almighty Yahweh, Yahuwah, is begetting and conceiving father and mother. Islam, Allah, Allah. Hindu, Brahm, and the words that they use. Different languages, same reality. So we become exalted when we get into this knowledge and wisdom and understanding. To be high, set on high, to be raised, to be uplifted, to be exalted. This word is room in the African Hebrew language. 7311 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. To extol. Let me hit that word extol right quick. I think it's a point I want to prove here. To extol is defined as, come on, dictionary, to extol. Oh, man, my usual dictionary doesn't look to be working. But I believe to extol has to do with, I think I see the problem here. Let me hit that word extol, sisters and brothers. To extol means to praise enthusiastically. To praise enthusiastically. To praise highly. The poor and the working class are always cut down and destroyed. And so the Most High wants to exalt the poor and the working class masses. We who have been made low, we who have been made rotten and made wormy. This word has to do with being rotten and wormy because that's how low we've been squashed. And so the Most High wants to exalt us, magnify us, raise us up, take us up out of such condition, abolish such condition of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction, and we become lifted up and exalted. He that exalteth himself shall be abased. But when the Most High exalts you, you are exalted indeed. So, we exalt in degrees whom we please. This is Allah. This is Allah. This is the Most High in the Quran speaking. Same Most High. What does exalt mean? What does degree mean? The word degree in the African Hebrew language, where's that word degree? Degree. Oh, let me try another scripture. Let me try another scripture, sisters and brothers. Various scriptures with the word degree in it. And I want to see that word degree and see what that means in the African Hebrew language. So we see high degree in the African Hebrew language, ma'allah. And it's interesting, I hear Allah in that word because Allah in the African Hebrew language is that power, the Almighty Father, that raises us up, as we always say, into his mind of supreme knowledge that we may defeat the wicked and weak knowledge of this wicked world system. Ma'allah, high degree. What comes up? Thoughts. These are the definitions. This is a feminine noun. Ma'allah is a feminine noun. So we're looking at the power of degrees, high degrees in the sacred feminine, which always reminds me that if we are going to go up in righteousness and truth, we must elevate and raise the woman, raise the female, see the sacred value and reality of the sacred feminine. What comes up? Thoughts. The scripture talks in other places about the thoughts of man and woman always dwelling on wickedness and evil. I say and know that the masses of the people, left to our own selves, poor working class masses, would naturally come together and get to know one another, get to know new things and new realities, new ideas, strike new friendships and camaraderies. But it's the leadership, those that are in positions of religious, judicial, governmental, financial, educational leadership, the synagogue of Satan, are they who influence we, the masses of the poor, working class people, to fight one another and think on a low level, always adhering to the low appetites of the body, the low appetites of our being, the low passions, disconnected from the control of the Most High, always dwelling on fight, always dwelling on strife, always dwelling on hatreds and division. The only way that these leaders can continue to use poor working class people against each other to kill and destroy each other is if we continue to think on a low level. Did not Bob Marley say? If we get down, notice the word down, and quarrel every day, we're saying prayers to the devil, I say. Bob Marley and the Wailers and the I3s, why not help one another on the way? Make it much easier. Say we just could not live in that negative way. If you know what I mean, make way for the positive day, because it's a new day and it's a new time, a new feeling, a new sign. Oh, what a new day. That song takes your brain and raises your brain and your mind up out of low thoughts into Ma'Allah, into high degrees of thoughts. This word Ma'Allah means step and stair. So we're climbing a step. We're climbing a stairway into heaven. We're walking up spiritually, mentally, and morally, and physically, leaving the death cult of the house of Rothschild, leaving the death cult of the Oppenheimers, leaving the death cult of the Obama and Bush administrations. Susan Rice, is that her name? Susan Rice? Susan Powers, is that her name? Susan Powers? These people in government who feed today the Obama administration. Who is it? Connie Rice? I can't. Rice and Powers. These are females in government feeding wicked information to the Obama administration to take his brain down, mind down, to escalate warfare and bloodshed in Syria. No, we're leaving that mentality. We're climbing the stairway. Did not. Was that a? My group, what's my rock group? Robert Plant. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. I can't remember their name, and I know I should remember their name. I may hear something. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, their rock group, talked about a stairway to heaven, climbing a stairway to heaven, and no doubt they were inspired by such thoughts in the universe. So we're climbing the stairway to heaven. Did not the Led Zeppelin is the name of the group. My beautiful wife has hipped me to the reality that it was Led Zeppelin that created that song Stairway to Heaven, led by Robert Plant on lead vocal, Jimmy Page lead guitar, John Paul Jones, but that group, Led Zeppelin. And I believe the OJs had a song about climbing a stairway to heaven, something like that. You see, that is in the universe. You don't even have to necessarily study scripture, but you have heard of heaven. You know heaven is above. You know that you want to climb up into that reality. This is Ma'Allah, step and stare. It says steps of the sundial. So now we're getting into solar science. See, we are scientists. We are solar scientists, lunar scientists, astral scientists, because the next definition is stories of heaven. So you say you're climbing stories, you're going up. The first story, the second story, the third story, this building may be 27 stories high, high degrees. So the stories of heaven and the steps of the sundial, like the sun rising in degrees, the portion that is daytime from about, is it 6 in the morning to high noon, the sun is rising in degrees, sisters and brothers. Let me see now. 90 degrees. Yes, I believe that would be covering around, 180 degrees, right? Because after, if you look at a circle of 360 degrees and look at a clock, on a clock, you're looking at 6 in the evening, but let's just say you're looking at the 180th degree, that bottom degree of 360 degrees. The sun moving in a circle, with really the earth moving, causing the sun to appear to be moving in a circle. So from 180 degrees to 360 degrees, you have 290 degrees. You have the sun moving 180 degrees of ascension. That's another of the definitions of Ma'ala. Ascent, to go up. Ascension, to go up, to rise up. Let me see that word, ascent. You see, Allah in the scripture is exalting us by degrees. To climb or walk to the summit of a mountain or hill, an instance of rising through the air. So ascent is the process of rising and going upward. So the sun represents knowledge and wisdom and understanding and the illuminating light of the Most High in our brains and minds to raise us up by degrees of knowledge. You're looking at schools and colleges. You're looking at education. You're looking at how the ancient Africans saw the universe as knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and that we would go into the universe and learn degrees of knowledge and be in control and illuminated by 360 degrees of knowledge. And so the original colleges using the universe, the original university is the universe. In the universe, you see you, in, I, and verse, and you and I are the verse that is reflective of the universe. So study the outside universe, the great macro universe, and then study the micro universe, mini universe, that is yourself, spirit, mind, body, and soul. And through that study, through study of anatomy, through study of the systems of the physical structure, spiritual, mental, moral, through study of male and female, boys and girls, study of babies, study of life, study of everything under the sun, we are raised by degree, by Allah. So we exalt in degrees whom we please, and we want to be of those who are exalted in the degrees of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Should the verse in 84 says, of chapter 6 of the Quran says, surely thy Lord is wise and knowing. This is the Muhammad Maulana Ali translation. I have a Yusuf Ali translation. That verse is 83 in this version. Says, that was the reasoning about us, which we gave to Abraham to use against his people. We raise whom we will, degree after degree, for thy Lord is full of wisdom and knowledge. So Yusuf Ali is saying that knowledge and wisdom and understanding is knowledge and wisdom and understanding that describes the Almighty Allah Father and Allah Mother, the us and the we, known as Yahweh, Yahuwah in the African Hebrew, known as Amen, Father, Amenet, Mother in Egypt, Kemet. And then he says that the Lord is full of wisdom and knowledge. Now in the Muhammad Mulana Ali, he says, surely. I want to hit that word surely. And I believe something is going to happen that is interesting. Let me see. Surely in the African Hebrew language is moot, 4191 Hebrew side. Well, no, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. I don't want that one. I want another word. Let's see. Surely in the African Hebrew language. There we go. Ak, 389 Hebrew side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means indeed, surely, emphatic, howbeit, only, but, yet. The root is Akan. Isn't there an African tribe called the Akan or the Akan people? You see where we get our words. Surely, truly, indeed, strong, assertive force. But I want to, it's nevertheless, certainly. I want to see something right quick, sisters and brothers. In the Greek language, what is that word? In the Greek language, let me see if I can find that. In the Greek language, surely. Greek, that's not what I want. It doesn't look like what I want. I've seen the word surely lead me all the way back to the Amen. I think that's verily. But surely and verily are related. And so we have here surely. Surely thy Lord is wise and knowing. Let's hit Lord and let's hit wisdom and knowing on the other side of the break.